Hello?
Hi, I'm speaking with Ms. Taylor.
Who's this speaking, please?
Ms. Taylor, myself David, and I'm bringing you from the headquarters of the Visa MasterCard Security Department, okay? And the reason why we are ringing you up, ma'am, like recently this morning, did you make any transaction to overseas, ma'am, for purchase any gift card online today?
Can you just be quiet a minute? We've got somebody from Visa Card online. Sorry, can you say that again, please?
Ma'am, like, did you try to order some Apple iTunes gift card online today?
Hello? No.
And is there someone else?
We haven't used a card at all today.
That's the reason, ma'am, because from a different IP address, somebody has used your details and they have tried to shift your location of your network to a different country, ma'am. And you are not aware about that, right?
Sorry, can you please say that again? Somebody keeps interrupting me.
Okay, like somebody has tried to access your information and they have got access to your IP address, location of your mobile, and they have changed the location in a different country, and that's the reason you haven't received any email or any message about this payment. And you use a PayPal or an eBay application on your phone?
No.
You never did that, right? Because from a different country, IP location, all of your information, why we try to access online, okay?
Well, I don't see how that can be because we have not used our card.
I do understand your concern, ma'am, but I'm not telling that you have did that, but somebody has used your information, that's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am, without your permission.
And who are you actually speaking from?
We are calling you from the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Center of the Visa MasterCard Department. Okay?
Hello?
I see. We do.
We
can't verify that you're a bona fide and a reliable source. You could be anybody.
I do understand your concern, sir, and that's a very good question, but make sure that this is a recorded call and I'm not here to authorize to ask you to share any of your information or any detail over the recorded line, okay?
Right.
And we also suggest you that never ever share or read out any details to anybody, okay?
That's right.
So, okay,
because
are you right to check this card
for account? Beg your pardon, ma'am? Can you hear me? Yeah. Can you repeat that?
Are you saying we need to check an account or a card?
No need to check your account and your card, ma'am. You need to check your IP address location of your network on your mobile phone. Do you know how you can check the IP address?
No. But we didn't use the phone.
You have never used the phone?
No,
we haven't used the phone.
Okay, that's the reason, sir, because what those did to you, they have got access to your network, your IP address, okay?
Could this be a problem with a PC?
No, you got a computer as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, on the computer, you do use a Microsoft Edge or a Google?
Yes, we use Google.
Okay. And so from your PC, have you tried to open up any links or you visit any American website and you ordered something from there?
No, we use the UK website. The UK website.
Okay. Because, sir, the current IP address of your network has been shifted in America, United States. So I will just help you to check that. No need to read out or share any details. You will be just having a look from your end, okay? Okay, are you on the Google now? Can you open up the Google?
I'm not on Google yet, but I can be.
All right, just take your time and be on the Google, okay?
Hello.
Because, sir, what those people did, they have ordered the gift card, and all the gift card have been tried to redeem from the United States of America. And that makes us suspicious about all this.
Right, but we haven't asked for a gift card.
That's the reason, sir. That's the reason, because illegally they have got access to your network, your IP address information has been compromised, and from there they have get all of your information, and they are using it for a multiple purpose, and they have blocked the notification so that you couldn't be receive any email or any notification regarding to that. Okay?
Go on.
All right. Are you on the Google now?
I am on the Google now, yes.
Okay. On the Google search, right?
Yeah, okay. Safe search.
Yeah, click on search.
I've got Norton Safe Search, huh?
Okay, now on the search, just type in there my, M-Y, my.
Yeah.
Then give a space, sir.
Yeah.
Then type the figure 1, the number 1.
Yeah.
Then P as in Peter.
P as in Peter, yeah.
All right, then again give a space.
Right, and it says here, my IP address location. Is that what you want me to write?
You need to type my 1P address country.
Right, 1P address country, yeah?
Yeah, and search for that. And have a look, sir. No need to read out or share any detail. Just have a look with your own eyes. You will be directly getting details of your IP address information. Can you see that?
Hold it a second. You want me to put in my 1P address country.
Yeah? Country, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, hi, ma'am. This is George calling you from the security department of the
Hi, this is Charlie. I'm calling you from the security department of NASA and NASA.
Okay, I have a whole list of things come up now.
Yeah. Did you type in the figure 1 or you have typed in the words, in words?
I put in the number 1.
Yeah, the figure 1, right? Now,
I-1P address country.
Yes. Now hit the enter or you can click on search.
I clicked on that. And it's come up with a whole raft of VPN, IP address.
Scroll down a little bit. Go down.
Yes. Yes.
Can you see a page with IP address information?
It says, can you see? My IP network?
Scroll down. Go down a little bit more.
My IP address?
No. Are you on the Google, sir, or you are on the Microsoft Edge?
I'm on Bing.
On the Google. Okay, again click on the magnifying glass on search, and I'm again trying to tell you what you need to type over there, okay?
Right.
Delete that.
Okay, so go on.
Okay, now again type my. M for mother, Y for yellow.
My. Yes.
Then give a space.
Yes.
Then the figure 1, the numeric 1. Then P as in Peter.
P, yes.
Give a space.
Yes.
Address.
Yes.
Give a space. Country.
Yes, got it.
All right, now you can hit the enter on your keyboard. Can you see the results?
I can. And it starts with the 10 best VPN services 2023.
Okay.
And for the change, it says change your IP with a VPN.
No. Scroll down.
And network IP address look up.
No, come down.
IP address, where, and how to fix. Show me my IP address.
No, go down.
What is my IP network?
No, go down.
My IP address?
No, go down.
My IP address look up?
No, go down more.
What is my IP address? See your public address?
Okay, you do one thing. Again, tap on the search. And delete that. And type there Google, G-O-O-G-L-E, Google.
Okay, Google. Yes, I'm
okay.
Answer, yes.
Can you see the google.com.in? Click on that, Google. Now you can see the Google page has opened up for you.
Yeah, got it, yeah. I've got Google, yeah. So you want
all right. On the Google, 1T address country, the same.
Okay, my
1P address country. And just have a look, sir. No need to read out or no need to tell us anything once you see any details. It's just for your security to make you concerned. Can you see any results on the Google?
Yeah, we got it.
Can you see the state and the country, the location, right? Yeah, that's the reason, sir, why we are asking you to check that, because this is the IP address which is currently used, and behind you, this is the IP address has been shifted, so that you will not be able to get any email or any notification about this purchase. And once this IP address will be changing back to Australia, the funds might be get missing out from your account. So we don't want you to face any sort of problem like that, okay?
Good. So
okay. Now you can remove that IP address country. I will help you to report a cybercrime security on the security portal website. Now on the My One, where you type in My 1P address, type there ACSC Australia.
Can you repeat that, please? I've taken notes. My one IP address country.
Yeah. Now type A. A for Australia.
A, yes. Oh,
C for Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. A, C, yes.
S for security.
Yes.
S. S for security.
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay.
ACS.
Yeah,
now C for Charlie again.
Yeah.
Now again give a space and then type Australia.
Okay.
Now can you see a page coming up says ACSC homepage cyber.government.au gov.
ACS homepage cyber.gov.au.
Yeah, this is the exact website, sir, from on the behalf where we are ringing you up, okay? And we are associated with all the bank of the Australia. We are dealing with the multiple banks like the Commonwealth, Westpac, ANZ. We look after the fraudulent activity and the payments, right?
I just clicked on that.
Okay, now you can see the details. Protect your personal device and accounts. Can you see the page over there?
I can. Your personal device and accounts. The security of your personal device is vital. Take easy steps to protect them.
Yeah, now you can scroll down, go to the stream down. You can see top three things to protect yourself.
Yes.
Can you see the top three things?
Yes.
So these things, you need to follow up these things in the near future. You need to accommodate them in your near future so that you will be not facing any sort of problem regarding to this, okay? Yes. Can you see report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident? Click on that. Yes. Now you can see there will be a three options. Who are you reporting on a behalf of? Did you click on report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident? Okay. What can you see now?
We've got a report here.
Okay.
And you go down and you say ransomware profile Royal.
Now what do you see?
Right, I've got a report on cyber. Report on cyber site is this for Gundagali.
Yeah. Now scroll down.
Yeah.
Can you see who are you? Yeah, who are you reporting on a behalf of?
It's me, that's the official, yeah?
Yeah, you need to select click on the circle individual, right? Yeah, and you can see your network is showing in a different country. So as you are reporting on a behalf of cybercrime activity, those IP address is showing in United States. That's the reason there is already a court order against the suspect. You should not report. These are the error and notification warning that should be come up on your network, sir, without your permission, if somebody do access to your account. Okay. All right. Now you can close this ACSC page. We have made you a report. Okay.
Okay. So is that all we need to do?
Yeah. Delete this. Close this ACSC page. Yeah. Click on back arrow. You have click on an individual. You have already made a report, right?
Okay, so we can come out of that now, yeah?
Yeah, come out of that page.
Lovely. Yeah, okay, and we're out of that now. Actually, can you come out of this completely?
Yeah, you need to be on the Google again, okay?
All right, I'll go back onto the Google.
So back to the tab, not to the
tab. Right, well, back to the Google. So I'm back in Google,
yeah? All right, on the Google, type B for Victoria.
Okay.
Hey. A for Australia.
B, A, yeah.
L for London.
L for London.
I for Internet.
I for Internet.
D for Doctor. A for Australia. T for Tom.
What is this going to do?
Validator.
Yes, what is it going to do when it's typed in?
You can see there will be option for the W3 Markov validation service. This is the website where you can check your email status and the random website that you use on your network now, okay?
Right.
Can you see any option W3 Markov validation service? The W3 Markov validation service, as you search for the validator on the Google.
I've got it. The W3 Markov validation service.
Yeah, perfect. Click on that, sir.
All right, ma'am. So, do you want to cancel this injection?
Right.
Did you click on that? Now you can see bottom, you can see it says checked, right?
Yes.
And below that, you can see this validator checks the Markov validity of web documents in HTML, XHTML, MathML, etc. If you wish to validate specific content such as RSS, atom feeds, style feeds, mobile, okay, find broken links, can you see? Other validator and tools available. Can you see that?
No.
Below down there.
Can I tell you what I see?
Yeah.
I can see a Markov validation service in a big blue box.
Yeah.
It says, check the Markov HTML, XHTML, and of web document. Validate.
Okay.
There are three tabs.
Yeah. Validate by URI. DRL. Validate by file upload. Validate by direct input.
Okay, can you see address? Below there is in a white box, it says address beside the white beside the address.
Yes.
Okay, on the address, just try to type your email and click on check your email address. Once you do that, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Type your email address and click on check. And every should be in a lower case, sir. Don't put any uppercase later. Now you can see the check option there. The check button. Below there you can see check.
Yes, hang on, yes. It says there's an HTTP error. 404 not found.
Yeah, this is your email address should be showing up for the email that should be there, but you are getting an error, right?
Yes.
That's the reason, sir, you have, because your network has been shifted the IP address to a different overseas country, that's the reason the IP address of the, your email status is also showing up with the error notification, all right?
Yes. Okay.
Now, the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security of the bank server, they will detect the IP address and they will help you to remove those hackers from your network, okay?
Okay.
Now, you can...
Is this just for one email address, or is it for, would it be for mine as well?
You can check both of yours. You can check both of your email address, ma'am.
Okay.
Can I go back then and check yours?
Yeah, you can remove it from there, and you can put the others, your partner's email.
Okay. Yeah, they're both
a compromise. Can you see it's still showing you the same, right?
Yes, it's still showing me an error and not found.
That's the reason, sir. And can you see any checkbox below down there?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Sorry, I don't know what you mean.
Can you see any checkbox, any security warning or any notification box coming up there?
Yeah, I can see an error, 404, not found. URIOutlooklive.com, status 404, message not found, servlet, NU validated servlet, verify service, powered by Jetty. That's all I can see. It's a very blank ball.
Okay, okay. Not an issue, sir. What you need to do, can you help me with your email address? Slowly read out to me your email address for the security.
Why? Hang on, why?
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
Why do you want an email address?
Just to check whether, as you are not getting the notification, the error, so you might not get those error and notification in the near future, ma'am.
Hello.
Okay?
Well, we feel very unsure about this.
Okay, not an issue, ma'am. If you are feeling uncomfortable doing this, no need to do anything, all right?
Can you hear me?
It's not an issue.
Well, how can it not be an issue if you said that something's been compromised?
Ma'am, yeah, I understand that, ma'am, but I was just letting you to check the website because the email that is logged in this computer, it has been checked for the IP address. You can found it, some error on the HTML page, right?
Yes.
On the validator, right? And that's the reason, ma'am, for the security purpose, we are just asking you to verify that email, whether you are checking the correct email or not. That's the reason I asked you.
But I want to know how I can turn my that number back into an Australian number.
Yeah, that's great. I will help you to do that, sir. Because the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security, is investigating. They are tracking those people's IP address, and they are trying to find out the exact location from where they are involved in this. Okay?
Right.
All right. Now, on which page are you right now?
I'm not on anything. I've come right out of it.
Okay, you have closed everything, right?
I have.
Okay. Now, can you open up the Google back again?
Yes, in a minute.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, hi, sir. It's George calling you from the...
Are you on the computer?
Yes, but I'm waiting for. I'm actually doing something on here, and my battery is low.
Okay, okay. Are you? Is it a laptop or it's a computer, sir?
A laptop.
You can put down it on charge. You can put me online, and you can continue
Hello?
With charging with that.
We might need to.
I'm holding the line for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, thank you for holding the line, ma'am.
That's fine. Look, at this present moment in time, we can't do anything else on the computer. It's all sort of like locked up and we definitely have to recharge it. So we'll just let you go at the moment and see what's going on. Thank you.
Definitely.